welcome to the Raging Bull Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Sturgill. Join me as I interview people from all walks of life who've built successful lives, self-made millionaires, entrepreneurs, traders, authors, and experts in their chosen fields. Discover the mindset and motivation to make successful people tick and learn new ways to apply these ideas, lessons, and successes to help you build your own success to live a better life.
This week on the show, we have John Lee Dumas.
John is the founder of Entrepreneurs on Fire podcast. He's interviewed over 2,100 entrepreneurs, and he himself as an entrepreneur has made seven figures plus. He's got a lot of experience, a lot of wisdom to share with us. John, welcome to the podcast.
I'm excited to be here, brother. And a little update, we're well over 2,300 episodes now and no signs of slowing down.
That is fantastic, man. Well, I want to jump in on the Wealthwise podcast. We talk about the mindset, the mechanics, and the motivation required to build a wealthy life. You yourself have done that. You have spoken to many entrepreneurs, now over 2,300, who are working to do that. I would love, in the time we have, for you to speak to us about the wisdom that you've learned both through your own experience as well as the experiences of the entrepreneurs that you've interviewed in those three areas.
You said that it's about defining a wealthy lifestyle. So that's, I think, the absolute key indicator for everybody to start. What the heck does a wealthy lifestyle mean to you as an individual? Because so many people are just having this kind of pie in the sky idea of what a wealthy lifestyle is. Is it six figures? Is it seven figures? Is it eight figures? Is it nine figures? Is it selling a company? Is it, you know, having a SaaS startup, is doing this, is doing that? But at the end of the day, nobody's sitting down and actually saying, okay, this is what a wealthy lifestyle means to me. So Ben, I've got a great definition I want to share in a second on what that actually means to me, but I'd love to hear yours first since you are the host.
Yeah. I mean, I think wealth is holistic on multiple fronts, right? I think that you can have all the money in the world and you can't give the zeros in your bank account a hug, right? I think it requires a balance in our wealth relationally, socially, I would even say spiritually, and then of course, financially, right? And I think when those things can be aligned and we can have our health and we can have our relationships and we can also have our finances in order, that none of those things hold us back. I think there's a balance there where, you know, a rich life is a life that's full of wealth in all of those areas that really matter.
Well, my definition's a little simpler because it's just one word. It's freedom. To me, a wealthy lifestyle is freedom. If I have lifestyle freedom, location freedom, financial freedom, as that is defined by me, I'm living a wealthy lifestyle. Do I need to be making eight figures, nine figures a year to put myself in that category? I don't. I'm making seven figures a year. I've been doing that now for over 5 years. And that has been well more than enough for me to achieve that definition of freedom. Living down here in Puerto Rico, this is the location that I choose. Getting to travel for months and months a year around the world. Just got back from a 90-day trip in Europe. That's the location freedom that I love as well, being able to work from anywhere in the world. And then just also having that overall lifestyle freedom of just deciding, hey, I'm going to do what I want, where I want, how I want to do it. That's mine, Ben. Now, guess what? A lot of people listening, they want to be in San Francisco right now, grinding it on some startup, and it serves them working 16 hours a day to try to bring something to the world where they're either going to be, you know, a nine-figure earner, or they're going to be $0 in the bank. Like, it's literally going to be that thing. And that's what they want. And I think that's amazing too, because that's their definition. But the biggest thing, and the biggest thing I want to push through here before we move on to the main part of your questions, is you have to sit down, every listener right now, and define what a wealthy lifestyle means to you. Otherwise, you're just a ship without a rudder.
Love that. Begin with the end in mind. If you want to be wealthy, the wisdom is to know what that means to you.
Nailed it.
Fantastic. So I appreciate that, you know, kind of drawback and to say, hey, let's define this first. Let's be clear about that. And so for you and for, you know, the guests that you've spoken to, what's a mindset to begin with in order to pursue that once you know what it is?
I think it's a mindset of three things. Having a mindset of being productive, disciplined, and focused on that end goal. Every morning I wake up and I get my mind straight. I make sure that my mindset is dialed in. What am I going to be productive on today? And being productive, by the way, that means you're producing the right content. You know, you can be going a million miles an hour, but if you're going a million miles an hour in the wrong direction, that's a million miles in the wrong direction. Mm. So if you're producing the right content, you are being productive, disciplined. You need to be a disciple to a plan of action. When you get up in the morning, have you a plan of action laid out for you so that you know what you're going to execute on today? If you look at my calendar, it is a plan of action. Every minute is accounted for, whether it's meditate, whether it's workout, whether it's eat lunch, whether it's interview with Ben, whether it's fill in the blank, whether it's go lay down on your Chase lounge and just close your eyes for 15 minutes. It's there because I am making sure that I have a plan of action. So I'm doing all the things to make me healthy, wealthy, and wise. And that's so critical in every way, shape, and form. So that's the productivity, that's the discipline, and then the focus. I love the word focus because it's an acronym for follow one course until success. So many people have all of these micro, just fragmented goals, and they wonder why they're not making progress in any of them because they're going a mile wide and only an inch deep in all of these different little micro goals. The people that go 1 inch wide and 1 mile deep, they become the best of the best. They produce great things. Now, for me, how did I achieve the levels of success that I've achieved thus far in life? I went micro niche. I was the only daily podcaster interviewing entrepreneurs for 5.5 years. Mm. I did not miss a day. 2,000 episodes in 2,000 days. And I put in the work, I micro niched. It was my one sole focus, and a 7-figure business resulted. There are people that started the exact same time as me with like 4 or 5 different things on their plates that haven't made $7. What's your one focus? Go all in.
Mm. It sounds like that also answers a lot of the question around the mechanics about how to do it, right? I mean, for you, I want to speak obviously about the ability to go micro niche, to build a 7-figure business. I think that matters, but also for you, you know, for your definition of wealth, you and, you know, your partner have decided to live in Puerto Rico and to be able to have that location freedom. So, you know, the mechanics of actually pursuing this, you discussed it somewhat. I'd love to have you speak toward that more, both in terms of your own experience and the experience of the entrepreneurs that you've interviewed. What does that look like to actually do it, to see it through?
I mean, listen, it just takes having that plan of action and then remaining consistent to it. And for me, one of the greatest things that I did back in the day was having a mentor. And what do I mean by a mentor? That's somebody who is currently where I want to be. I found people who are currently where I wanted to be, and I went to them and I learned from them, and I created my plan to follow in the footsteps to avoid the pit holes that they fell into and learn from and are telling me about. And then also to hit the fast forward button and to take the shortcuts in the areas that made sense in that as well, because they had been down that road and I wanted to go down that road. So that was a critical component for me. I think it's unbelievably important. I think so many people do it wrong. They just say, oh my God, I want to have a mentor, somebody who's so uberly successful. Well, I wanted to be a successful business podcast host. I went and found to mentor me a successful business podcast host. Doesn't sound complicated because it's not, but so many people will go find the top e-commerce seller in Amazon to help mentor them. That guy doesn't know a thing about launching a podcast if that was your goal. And that's key. So I think a lot of people misstep there. They really are out of alignment with what that overall is. And then they wonder why 1, 3, 5 years from now, they're no closer to their overall goals than they were in that time they started.
Talk to me about scale, the mechanics of scale, right? To take a business from just a dream and a hope, to take a life, you know, a goal of wealth, you know, in all of its forms, from a dream and a hope, and to scale it up and to move it into higher, you know, echelons than you ever thought possible. What does that look like? What does that take?
I think scale can be a dirty word because I think a lot of people think scale means I need more people on my team. I need more money going out the door on ads. I need to go bigger. I need to go better. I need to be everywhere and all these things. And guess what? That type of scale is necessary and works for certain people on certain paths and certain companies trying to achieve certain things, period, end of story. That was never going to be our story. I did not want that. My version of scale was creating that lifestyle freedom that we've already talked about, where I have 3 virtual assistants, 2 in the Philippines, 1 in Pakistan. I have Kate, my business and life partner. We're here in Puerto Rico, and we're working in offices right next to each other in the house that we built, that we bought right in the Caribbean. And we love it. And like, that's our team. It's incredibly small. And we love the fact that we actually get to keep the money we make. And that's just a whole nother topic that we may or may not be getting into in the time we have left here today. But the reality is, scale's important when you are leveraging your time, when you're building systems and automations. And those are things that we've really done well over the years, where we've been able to take things off of my plate, things I should not be doing. Like right now, Ben, I should be doing this, talking to you. This is what I do. This is something I can't outsource. Like this is an actual thing that is an amazing use of my time. Being on your show, interviewing other people for my show, doing webinars, speaking on stages. I have key things I should be doing. All the other things, if I want to scale my business in the way that I want to scale it, I need to outsource. Email management, social media, day-to-day, like just data analytics, taxes, all this stuff, I need to outsource to the right people so that I can focus on doing what only I do best and what only I can do. So that was critical. Kate has her own skill set and she's doing the exact same thing. She has her own virtual assistant that's taking all those things off of her plate. So that's how we've been able to scale and leverage our time, our energy, our resources while maintaining a very small, very net profit heavy business that we want to build. I have a great friend, Amy Porterfield. She's going in the exact opposite direction. She's adding more people to her team every day. She's doing conferences. She's doing this. And I applaud her for it because she's doing amazing things with her business because that's her vision. But it really is always going to go back to the thing that we talked about earlier is your finger on the pulse? Like, do you actually know what it is that you want to do and be in this world? Are you clear about that so that then you can go about in creating that reality?
I have to imagine a mentor is incredibly helpful in deciphering that answer to that question.
Number one.
Absolutely. Well, in the time we have left, let's talk about motivation. You have a program called Pencils of Promise. Talk to me about, you know, the motivation it takes to keep going. Obviously, it can't just be all about the dollars, right? It has to be about more. What has that more been for you? What do you see the more in others like in terms of how it motivates them toward building toward that wealthy life we talked about?
Well, I've supported Pencils of Promise. I don't have any relationship with them other than a donor. Adam Braun is the founder of Pencils of Promise, but they're a great organization and a great company, and I love supporting them in different ventures that we do. So I think it's important to really recognize, hey, how do I want to leverage my wealth? How do I want to scale my wealth that I am creating here? Do I want to just bring it all and put it into a bank and watch my numbers get bigger? Or do I want to actually create something like I was able to do through Pencils of Promise and build multiple schools in developing countries and literally give the gift of education to those children that otherwise would never ever have had that opportunity. And that's a really worthy cause. And I think a very great way for people to think about how you're going to spend your success.
Mm. So you would say in the same way that people need to think about what their life looks like in terms of what wealth means to them, where does motivation fit into that? Is that something that comes later? Is that something that has to begin, you know, from the get-go? Where does that fit into the whole decision-making about how to build this life, you know, and build a house, you know, essentially that you want to live in when it comes to building your wealth?
The reality is a lot of people, quote unquote, lose motivation and drive because they were never really doing in the first place what they wanted to be doing. And that's why they lost that. For people that really at the core identify what it is that they want to be doing every single day and then live that out in a meaningful way, the motivation is not going to go away because what else are you going to do? Like it's what you're doing, what you want to do. You know, a lot of people, and that's why being in the 9-to-5 grind in corporate America is such a drag, is because people are like just doing that so that they can do what they actually want to do, you know, whatever that is outside of those 8 hours, those 9 hours of working every single day. Whereas as entrepreneurs, we have this opportunity to just pick the right thing that our heart, our soul, our gut, our intuition is telling us that we should be doing, that we can be doing, that the message, the mission, the voice that we want to be sharing with the world, your motivation's not going to go away when you're living that truth. And by the way, if you're not living that truth right now, that's okay. You've learned from this path you've been on so far. Now it's time to take a step back, check your pulse, recalibrate, and move forward in a new direction.
Mm. Last question for you, John. In all the time for you, you know, in terms of building this life that you have, from the beginning up until this day, what's the one piece of wealth wisdom that has brought you from there to here that others need to hear?
Consistency. Consistency for me wins because you need to become good at your craft. You need to hone your skills. The reason why I was able to become a good interviewer, a good speaker, a good host of webinars, and all the other skill sets that came from what I was doing every single day, which was conducting a podcast, which was creating interviews with inspiring entrepreneurs. It was the consistency that brought me to the top, that brought me to where, you know, I wanted to be. Again, that's my definition and my version of the top, because that's what I wanted to get to. So for everybody that gets in there and they try this for 6 months and that for 6 months and this for 3 months and that for 4 months, you're just not putting in that consistent work that over time is going to pay off, because it really does take you honing your skills, being good at your craft to make it to the level that you want to achieve in this world. And so for me, getting up every morning, again, going back to being productive, producing the right content, disciplined, having a discipled, being a disciple to a plan of action, and then focusing on that, following one course, no success. You have that mantra, you have that vision, you can stay consistent with it. It's inevitable. It's not if, it's when at that point, because you are going to win. And you may not even know how. That Martin Luther King quote is so true. You don't have to see the whole staircase before you take the first step. I had no idea how I was going to make a dollar, let alone the $15+ million that we've generated in the last 7 years for the business. But I took the first step and the next step was revealed.
John Lee Dumas, thank you for your time, for your wisdom, and may you continue to build the wealthy life that you have and that you want.
Thanks, man. Much appreciated.
Been a pleasure. Thank you. Well, that's a wrap for this episode. Thanks for listening. I invite you to visit RagingBull.com/podcast. That's RagingBull.com/podcast. To discover more episodes, to learn more about people who have created, built, and lived successful lives. Also, remember to subscribe to one of Raging Bull's newsletters. Join me on the next episode as we share more stories from our guests on the wisdom behind wealth and how they built their own success. Raging Bull Podcast is brought to you by RagingBull.com, helping traders succeed through education, resources, and where you can watch real traders make trades. Raging Bull, learn to trade. We'll show you how.